The Traveler's Journal, January 2nd. Researching romantic retreats. Romance and travel have long gone hand in hand, but there's much more to it than tropical beaches and paper umbrella drinks. Palm trees and pounding surf aren't the only, or even the best way to exercise one's wanderlust. Places that offer authenticity, beauty, fresh air, fine food, fun things to do, along with a massage at the end of the day. With its horse-drawn carriages and magnificent mansions, the Old South seaport of Charleston, South Carolina, may be America's most romantic city. But visitors to Brighton, the venerable seaside resort on England's southwest coast, will also be surprised at what they find. Other European escapes include Le Château du Domaine Saint-Martin on the French Riviera, with its garden of memories, acres of fragrant lavender and rosemary, and pink roses climbing pale olive trees around the pool. Or La Sirenus, an elegant hotel in Positano, Italy, where the dining room is lit each evening by only 450 candles. Finally, there's a charming country cottage halfway to the top of Haleakala on the Hawaiian island of Maui, and the Grand Hotel on Mackinac Island, Michigan. Any listener who harbors romantic notions, visit our website, travelersjournal.com. For American Information Radio, I'm David Baer.